are 1,000 stories at Raymond Chandler Elementary School. Most of them have happy endings. But sometimes, things get messier than a kindergartner finger-painting during an earthquake. That's where I come in. My name is Sam Archer. I'm a gumshoe. That's an old-timey word that means detective. Also, I literally have gum stuck to the bottom of my shoe. I'm good at what I do. In fact, I'm the best detective in the whole third grade. When people have a mystery they need solved, they come to me. Sam Archer, third grade detective. Episode 1, The Silent Howl.
Okay, everybody. Please take out your homework packet from yesterday.
It was a day like any other in Mr. Kozlowski's third grade class. It was raining buckets outside, and recess had been canceled. Personally, I like the rain. Of course, I wear a long raincoat and a hat everywhere I go.
As you can see at the bottom of page 42, first you multiply 3 times 4, then add 6.
So there we were, stuck inside, learning multi-step math problems. We were only halfway through math class, and my eyes had already glazed over like my favorite donut. That's when we heard the scream.
No!
It was J.T. O'Shaughnessy, the best kickball player in the third grade. Possibly the whole school. To my trained detective ears, J.T. sounded like he needed help.
Help? A little help here? I need help.
Mr. O'Shaughnessy, what seems to be the problem?
I can't find Nero. He was right here in my backpack, and now he's gone.
You may be wondering who Nero is. So is Mr. Kozlowski.
Who's Nero?
Nero's my stuffed wolf. He's the official mascot and good luck charm for the third grade kickball team. I know he was right here in my backpack.
Please return to your seat. I'm sure your stuffed wolf will turn up presently.
Seems unlikely to me.
You have something to say, Ms. Archer? Wait, don't answer that.
This clearly isn't a case of a misplaced stuffed animal. It's a kidnapping.
Kidnapping? Oh no, oh no!
I'm sure it's not a kidnapping.
And I'm sure it is. So I guess we'll agree to disagree.
Okie dokie. Let's get back to our homework. For the next problem,
All you have to do is look at the scene of the crime.
Crime?
There's no crime scene here. Please don't upset the other students.
She said crime!
If you'll all be so kind as to follow me to the cubby area.
Class, please return to your seats. Ms. Archer.
Exhibit 1. See these wet footprints on the floor? Clearly, someone came in from the rain.
But we didn't go outside today. Recess was canceled.
Exactly. So whose footprints are those?
I really think we should get back to math.
Also, what's that blue stuff splattered on the wall there? Could be paint. Remember, we had art in Ms. Lebetkin's classroom instead of going outside today. And finally, note the handprint on JT's backpack. It looks like some kind of soot or ash.
That wasn't there before. So what does it all mean?
I don't know. Yet.
All right, this has been fun, but let's all get back to our seats, please.
Does anyone have a spare fingerprinting kit handy? I left mine at home.
Now, Ms. Archer.
You got it, Mr. Kozlowski.
Hey, Sam, can I talk to you at lunch?
I'll be at my usual table.
Now, getting back to multi-step math problems.
Here you go, hon. Enjoy.
It was steak sandwich day at the cafeteria, which was good news for me. I had done some detecting and discovered that the quote-unquote steak was actually a processed soy product, making it one of the few vegetarian meals the cafeteria offered. In addition to being a detective, I'm also a vegetarian.
Sam, can I sit here?
Sure thing, JT. Say, did you know the steak sandwich here is vegetarian?
I didn't, but I don't care.
You want to talk to me about your stuffed wolf?
You really think someone took Nero?
Let me ask you, how sure are you that he was in your backpack?
100%. Maybe more.
Then I'd say someone must have taken him. Stuffed wolves usually don't walk off by themselves.
Oh no. Oh no. Now I'm hyperventilating.
This stuffed animal's really important to you, isn't it?
I've had him since I started my kickball career. I can't play if he's not watching from the sidelines. Everyone knows that.
That's tough, especially with the school kickball championship coming up this Friday.
I know! Oh, here I go again. You know, I thought talking to you might make me feel better.
How's it working?
Not well.
You gonna finish your tater tots?
I'm too upset to eat. Here.
The tater tots were as cold and sad as an empty promise. The kind of quote-unquote food no one wants to eat. I ate them anyway.
So, how do we find Nero?
I'm glad you asked. It distracts me from these tater tots.
You're a detective, right?
What gave me away?
You have a sign on your desk that reads, Sam Archer, third grade detective?
You have a good eye for details, JT.
I want to hire you to find my wolf, Nero. But I can't pay you because I don't have any money.
Lucky for you, I don't work for money.
You don't?
Let's just put it this way. My mom told the cafeteria lady I'm not allowed to have sweets. You, on the other hand, have a cup of butterscotch pudding on your tray.
Gotcha. Here. If you find Nero for me, I'll give you my dessert every day for a week.
I'll do it.
What?
I said I'll take your case.
Awesome. Thank you.
JT's face lit up like a tree at Christmas. I could tell he was already feeling better with me on the case. The only problem was, I didn't know where to start. Say, why don't you take a quick break while I think about it and join us back here in a couple minutes. See you then.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Lunchtime was nearly over, and we weren't any closer to finding JT's stuffed wolf.
You know you're talking to yourself? Out loud?
I did not. Sometimes my inside thoughts get out, and like an escaped prisoner, they can cause all kinds of trouble on the outside.
Okay.
Hey, O'Shaughnessy!
Oh no, it's Lucy McBone!
Lucy, Bruiser McBone, was the toughest kid at Raymond Chandler Elementary. She was also the sixth grade's best kickball player, with a leg like a cannon and a head like a cannonball. And she was walking right toward us.
I heard you lost your little wolf. Too bad. Guess that'll make it all the easier to destroy you at the kickball championship on Friday.
Say, what's your shoe size, McBone?
My shoe size?
Sam, what are you doing?
The wet footprints at the scene of the crime look like a size 12 to me. McBone's feet look like a size 10, which is gigantic for a sixth grader. See if you can get a good look at her shoes.
There is no way I'm putting my face near Lucy McBone's feet. One, I don't want to get kicked in the face. And two, I can smell her feet from here, and it's awful.
What'd you see about my feet?
Nothing. I said nothing. And I'm sorry.
See how sorry you are with a face full of this.
Lucy McBone grabbed a paper bowl full of pudding off a nearby table and hurled it with all of her considerable might at JT's head. But JT had quick reflexes, part of what made him such a hero on the kickball field. He ducked out of the way and...
Hey!
It hit Timmy James right between the eyes. Now, one thing you should know about Raymond Chandler Elementary. We love our kickball. But we also love a good old-fashioned... JT and I ducked under our table to avoid the mayhem. Mayhem's a fancy word for chaos. Basically, when things go crazy. And believe me, things had gone crazy. I peeked out from under the table in time to see Lucy McBone take a slice of peach pie to the face.
I'll get you for this, JT.
Me?
The cafeteria lady tried to restore order, but no one paid her any mind.
Hey, you kids, stop that! I worked hard reheating that from last week!
In the end, it took the principal, Mrs. Randolph, to restore order.
What on earth is going on here?
She went to the cafeteria lady for answers, but came up blank.
Who started this?
Sorry, lady. I ain't no rat.
It was Bruiser McBone, JT O'Shaughnessy, and Sam Archer. I saw the whole thing.
You three, my office, now.
And just like that, we were marched down to the principal's office.
This is your fault, JT.
My fault? How do you figure?
If you hadn't have moved when I threw the pudding at you, then it wouldn't have hit that other kid.
She's got a point, JT. That's just physics.
What?
Follow my lead. Principal Randolph, this was all an accident.
I'm listening.
JT was handing me some pudding, and I accidentally knocked it out of his hand. Lucy McBone had nothing to do with it.
I didn't? I mean, that's right, I didn't. I've been framed.
JT and I would like to help Mr. Slauson clean the cafeteria, if that's okay.
We would?
That's very grown up of you. Lucy, you may go.
I can't wait to crush you on the kickball field this Friday. And with your wolf missing, you ain't got no chance.
Why don't you two go down to the cafeteria and see if Mr. Slauson needs any help? If not, please return to class.
Yes, ma'am.
Why did you say all that stuff? Now we have to clean the cafeteria.
Two reasons, JT. The first one is that Bruiser McBone is no longer looking to pound us into goo.
Okay, that's a good thing. What was the second reason?
Mr. Slauson walked through the cafeteria while Lucy was coming over to our table.
And?
And he wears size 12 shoes.
The same size as the wet footprints in the cubby area.
Got it in one. Now, play it cool and follow my lead.
Wipe the table. Oh, hey guys. Here to help me clean up?
You can start over there. Take these plastic forks and scrape the green beans out of the air conditioning unit.
You got it. Say, those are nice shoes, aren't they, JT?
Huh? Oh, yeah, great shoes.
Thank you.
May I look at the tread on the bottom?
Sure.
Aha! That's detective talk for I found something, JT.
I know what aha means.
What's happening?
The jig is up, Mr. Slauson. You might as well confess.
Confess? To what?
True or false? You were in Mr. Kozlowski's classroom sometime between 10:30 and 11 o'clock.
True?
So, you admit you took Nero?
What? Who?
My stuffed wolf!
If you're gonna accuse me of something, I demand the right to an attorney.
Just tell us why you took Nero, Mr. Slauson.
I didn't.
But you just admitted the footprints were yours.
Yes, I went into the cubby area in Mr. Kozlowski's classroom at 10:46 to clean up some blue gunk someone had spilled. And I did.
We saw a splatter of blue stuff on the wall.
Guess I missed some. But I didn't take any stuffed animals.
His story checks out. I may have jumped to a hasty conclusion there.
You should apologize. It's what people do when they're wrong.
You're right. Mr. Slauson, I owe you an apology. I'm sorry I accused you of stuffed wolf napping.
It's quite all right. Now, why don't you see what you can do about the green beans in the air conditioner?
Ew! Gross!
JT was right. It was gross. And worse, we weren't any closer to cracking the case. But criminals always leave a trail of breadcrumbs to follow. And me? I'm pretty great at finding breadcrumbs. Like those, over there. We'll get Nero back for JT and find the person responsible, or my name isn't Sam Archer, third grade detective. And that's totally my name. By the way, did you know that there are a ton of other great shows from Go Kid Go? Well, there are. Check out GoKidGo.com or search Go Kid Go on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And tune in next time as JT and I tackle what I call the mystery of the blue goo. See you then!
Go Kid Go!
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.